Okay, so the message. The reading is Romans 12, which Babs read. The text is Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not conform, but be transformed. J.B. Phillips, in his translation, wrote, "Don't let the world squeeze you into its mould." There is something in all of us that likes to be the same. As you probably know, Bruce Forsyth passed away not all that long ago. And there was a little retrospective of his life. And they showed clips from, well, he's been in showbiz for 50 years. And it was amazing the number of different hairstyles that he had. Because subtly, we all conform, don't we, to fashion. Once upon a time, my trousers had turnips on. Even my oldest suit now doesn't have turnips on. So we like to conform, don't we? There is a subtle pressure. Little story. A young mum in church listening to the sermon, the preacher said, "Why do you think God has given you two ears and only one mouth? It's so that you'll listen twice as much as you speak." So that was good. And of course, a little boy was out. It must have been the Nazarene, because a boy was out in the kids' church. Anyway, they went home, and later that day, a son was absolutely driving a crackers. And he just would not shut up. And in exasperation, she said, "Why has God given you two ears and only one mouth? And not the other way round?" And he thought. And you could see his face as he struggled with this difficult existential question. "Why has God given me two ears and one mouth?" And then he suddenly cracked it. He says, "So I look the same as everybody else." And you want to, you know, there is this subtlety to conform. And yet here, the scripture is saying we need to be transformed, we need to stand out. We like to be the same, but God has called us to be transformed. The Greek word for church is ecclesia, and it literally means that we are the called out ones. God has called us out from, you know, the everyday sort of worldly mindset and standpoint, to be different, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So how does that happen? Chapter 12 is full of commands. As we look at them, there is this one that we've just looked at: do not conform, but be transformed. Lots of them. Be devoted to one another. Be joyful. Be patient. Be faithful. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice. Live in harmony. And these are all commands, imperatives that God has given us. If we accept that God has inspired these words, then they are commands to us. And so, if we accept that, there are two things. First of all, we should seek to obey them. And secondly, it is possible to do them. So when Paul, writing for God, says, "Be transformed," it is actually possible. Now, notice it says, "Do not conform." That is active. But then it says, "Be transformed." Not transform, but be transformed. That is passive. And being transformed by the renewing of our minds is a process